Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're diving deep into the power of our minds and exploring how positive affirmations can reshape our reality. You are your thoughts. Positive affirmations are real. Let's get into it. We've all heard the term, you are what you eat. But what about you are your thoughts? Our thoughts shape our beliefs. Our beliefs shape our actions, and our actions shape our lives. Today, we're talking about taking control of that narrative, understanding the power of the thoughts. There are so many positive things as well as negative things that we can speak into our life that can impact it and shape it either in a positive or negative way. But today I want to put a true emphasis and focus on positive thinking and speaking that positivity in our lives. And it starts at an early age on. I just want to take the time to praise my mom. She's truly incredible, and she just manifested so many positive things in all of her children's lives, her grandchildren, and it's just so incredible at the power of words. Words are powerful. I can recall my brother. He's a professional athlete. He's doing very well, basketball. It's very big in our family. And when he was a little kid, I would say like 3 years old, my mom actually like manifested into what he would be. He would actually take the basketball and he would shoot it into the sink. He had the little, you know, those little softballs for kids, and he would constantly throw it in the sink. And my mom's like, okay, he's going to be a basketball player. Let me get him a basketball goal. Real stuff. I would see him and I'm like, the sink is for dishes. He would throw the ball into the sink. It was just the little rubber ball. It was the cutest little thing ever. And he eventually, like I said, basketball runs in the family. My older brother, my dad, they're all like, it's a big thing. So he does very well, and he's always had that work ethic. And my mom always say, you're going to be a professional basketball player, ever since he was a little kid, 3 years old. And the same for me. When I was little, I was always very positive. I always had a lot to say. My mom was like, you're motor mouth, you never shut up. And when I was in like 16 in high school, I was always like at the church and always like in all of these different groups. And I would say like, I gave my first sermon at the age of 16. And just being up there in a pulpit. But my mom always said I was going to be a motivational speaker because I love to speak. I love to inspire and motivate others. And she spoke those things into our lives. And decades later, we are who we are. Of course, our work ethic and our determination, that's a part of it. But my mom seeing things, and she just spoke those things more and more over our lives as they constantly manifested and were instilled into us. They were passions and desires for us, and they eventually came reality because not only did we believe in ourselves, but she believed in us as well. And that works across the board for every individual. You have to speak those positive things into your life. You are your thoughts, and what you believe and what you speak into your life, it will eventually show up and become reality with hard work and dedication. And I couldn't be happier today, podcasting, writing books from my heart and soul, and just inspiring others to be great and do amazing things. And it comes from a heart. It comes from my heart. I don't look to be popular or famous. I'm not into any of that. It's just a place of inspiring others to be better, inspiring others, letting them know that it's okay. They're not alone. Whatever they're going through is temporary. So you have to speak those words into your life, and maybe you're not where you want to be. It's okay. That's a part of positive affirmations. Positive affirmations are real if you simply believe and, you know, counteract any of those negative thoughts with positive ones. You'll see an uptick in the level of positivity in your life. Speaking from experience, I know that your thoughts have the power to shape your reality. The way you speak to yourself, the beliefs you hold, and the mindset you cultivate all influence your life, the life that you create. Positive affirmations are not just feel-good phrases. They are powerful tools that can rewire your mind, shift your perspective, and open the doors to a more fulfilling and successful life. And I have to tell you, about a few years back, I was telling my mom, I'm like, Mom, I'm going to have my own book and I'm just going to have, you know, books and things like that. And we just kind of like laughed a little bit. My mom was like, what are you going to write about? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm going to have my own book. And years later, I had a pivotal moment and I just had all of these amazing ideas and I honed in and I just needed time to, you know, focus on that creativity. And shout out to my hubby for being so supportive. I just locked in and took so much time to just get all of my ideas and visions out on paper and writing them down. And I just wrote so many books with so many great ideas that I had. It was so incredible seeing them come to light. And my mom, we were out in Manhattan, and we usually do this thing in the spring and we celebrate. And she just said to me, did you know that you were going to have those books in reality and that, you know, the things we were doing were going to be the covers? I was like, I had no idea. They were just on my mind. And once I locked in and just let that magic of positivity and creativity and just let my imagination, and based off of that real world experience and all of the things that I've encountered and, you know, seen and put all of my experience into a book, motivating others. That was so incredible, and that it's so powerful. So understand your thoughts and positive affirmations. It's real. It's about understanding the profound connection between your thoughts and your reality. When you consistently affirm positive truths about yourself and your life, you begin to change how you see the world and how you respond to it. Your mind starts to believe what you tell it, and that belief fuels actions, resilience, and success. So this podcast today will explore the science behind affirmations, why they work, and how you can integrate them into your daily life through practical techniques and inspirational strategies on how to shift negative self-talk, build self-confidence, and manifest the life you desire by aligning your thoughts with your goals. Your thoughts are so powerful. When you learn how to control them and use them to your advantage, you unlock your ability to create a life filled with positivity, confidence, and success. So let's take a moment to explore how to understand the power of your thoughts. The first thing is you have to understand the mind-body connection. Our thoughts have a direct impact on our physical and emotional well-being. The law of attraction, you have to understand that as well. What we focus on expands. Positive thoughts attract positive experiences. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Positive thoughts attract positive experiences. So understand that our brains and how they work, we can rewire our neural pathways through consistent thought patterns. So let's explore that more. What are positive affirmations? They're simply statements of intent. Positive affirmations are powerful statements that reinforce positive beliefs and intentions. So be intentional with your thoughts. You are what you think. And you have to understand the balance of counteracting negative self-talk. They help to counteract negative self-talk and limiting beliefs. So there is a balance there on how to do that. And creating new neural pathways. Consistent repetition of affirmation creates new neural pathways in the brain. So I want to explore why positive affirmations work. So repetition and reinforcement. Repeated affirmations reinforce positive beliefs and create lasting change. So you have to understand that repetition and consistency is a big part of it. And focusing on the positive, they shift our focus from what we lack to what we desire. That's so critical. You have to have gratitude. You have to focus on the good that you have and also what you want to add on top of that. And build self-confidence. they boost self-confidence as well as your self-esteem. And you can create effective affirmations, just speaking in the present tense. Write affirmations in the present tense as if they were already true. Speak it over your life. And be personal and be specific. Make your affirmations personal and specific to your goals. Understand the positive languages as well. Always use that positive language and just reaffirm all of your positive thoughts and avoid negative words. Understand the emotional connection. Connect with the emotions associated with your affirmations. They have to align. You have to feel it. And here are some examples of powerful affirmations. My favorite. I am worthy of love and happiness. I am confident and capable. I am attracting abundance into my life. I am grateful for all of the blessings in my life. I am in control of my thoughts and emotions. So I want to focus on now how you can integrate affirmations into your daily lives. The first thing you have to do, it starts with your routines. I love a good morning routine where you repeat affirmations as a part of your morning routines. Throughout the day, you repeat affirmations throughout the day, especially when you face challenges. If you have a stressful workload, give yourself some sticky notes or, voice note reminders or, on your break, listen to some positive music or put on a podcast, but always, always find ways to remotivate yourself and have those positive affirmations and lift yourself up throughout the day. So tell yourself that you are capable and you are worthy, no matter what's coming your way. And also before bed, always, I love a good nighttime affirmation. Repeat affirmations before bed to reinforce positive beliefs while you sleep. And also have that visualization. Combine affirmations with visualization to amplify their power. So understand that your thoughts are so powerful. You are what you think. It's so imperative to shift that negative self-talk. You may be experiencing something that's traumatizing or disappointing, but you have to recognize and interpret your negative thought patterns and replace all of those limiting beliefs with empowering thoughts. Speak that positivity, speak a word of positivity over your life, and create a mindset of possibilities and crafting, different effective affirmations that work for you. We talked about different phrases. There's also different apps. I love the I Am Positive Affirmation apps. I love that so much. And it'll show you how to speak the affirmations in the present tense and use that positive language. And eventually it will become second nature because the key is repetition. And most importantly, align your affirmations with your core values. They have to make sense with who you are, and you have to feel those things that you're saying. You have to feel it, even if you're not living it. You have to feel it in your heart, feel it in your gut. And also, you build that confidence through affirmations. It'll strengthen your beliefs. You'll develop resilience and that mental strength. And most importantly, you'll be able to overcome fear and self-doubt. And if you struggle with this process and reframing your thoughts, my book, Reframing Your Thoughts, by Alicia Eades is available at Barnes and Noble. Get your copy for additional resources. You won't be disappointed. But you have to build that confidence through affirmations and just integrate that into your daily lives, creating that daily affirmation practice. Like I said, I love morning affirmations as well as afternoon and bedtime affirmations. So you have to choose what works for you. You don't have to do the affirmation overload, but you have to find a really good combination of affirmations with mindfulness that works for you and find, your niche, what that looks like for you and your core values and manifesting success and fulfillment into your life and attracting the opportunities through positive thinking, staying focused, staying motivated, and trusting the process and simply letting go of doubt because you are the creator of your reality and it all starts with your thought. By learning to harness the power of positive affirmations, you can shift your mindset and build that unshakable confidence and manifest the life you've always envisioned. Your thoughts are not just fleeting ideas. They are the foundations for the greatness you are meant to achieve. And remember, affirmation is about speaking it. You may not be where you ideally want to be in life. You may not have that dream life yet, or you may not be where you want to be career-wise, but you have to speak a word of positivity over your life. Speak it and claim those things. Speak it into existence. And also, most importantly, work hard to acquire those things. Let your actions and your heart and your desires and your core values be aligned with the things that you're speaking into your life, and speak it daily. Don't let a day go by without you speaking that positivity, and don't doubt yourself. Don't get caught up in the negativity. Like I said, life can be challenging at times. You may have to push through some things. You may have some obstacles or some roadblocks, some curveballs thrown your way. But that's what resilience is about. You have to learn how to not be negative and counteract those negative thought processes and thought patterns and eliminate them and replace them with positive affirmations. You won't regret it. You always see positive results, most likely. It depends on your work ethic, because one of the last things you want to do is speak positive affirmations but don't have the work ethic or work towards it. So anything without work is just a dream. So you have to put in that work. You have to be dedicated. You have to be committed. You have to be focused, and you have to be determined and resilient to get what's yours. So you may not be where you want to be, and it's okay. You don't have to be down in life. You don't have to be sad. You could be positive. You could be upbeat and gradually watch yourself speak that positivity, speak those things daily. Find time in the day. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the morning. It could be depending on what your commute is like, your drive, whether you're in the city and you take public transportation, or whatever that looks like for you. Take that time. It could be, you know, after work, where you're working out or you're having that downtime, or bedtime, if that's the only time you get. You're so busy with life and family and work where you don't have time for certain things. That's okay too. Speak a positive word and affirmation over your life before you close your eyes. You won't regret it. And for me, I think it's good at night as well as in the morning, because I'm starting my day off with positivity and I'm ending with positivity. So there is so much that can happen in between from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed. But I know that I'm starting my day off with nothing but positive affirmations, with that good energy. And I know that whatever challenges that I face throughout the day, that I'm going to counteract that with positivity at night before I close my eyes. So I'm going to speak that positivity into my life. And it's not like overdoing it, because you have to be realistic and understand what's happening in your life so that you can speak against those things and have that mindfulness and have that level of awareness where you can identify what's going wrong, what's not working, and finding ways to gradually incorporate more positivity and telling yourself that it's okay. I am worthy of success. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of an incredible career. I am worthy of my dream job. I am worthy of having an incredible family. I am worthy of traveling. Whatever you want to manifest into your life, speak that word. Speak that word, because you are worthy. And let your actions match your values and what you're speaking, and let it align, and eventually you will see it come to play. So you're not just saying these positive things, you're putting in that work too. So it's a matter of speaking as well as action. So take that time to reflect on some areas where you could be more positive in your life, where you may doubt yourself, or you know, have that way of feeling that you're lacking and not feeling grateful, showing that level of gratitude and speaking things into your life for the future. Your thoughts are incredibly powerful. By consciously choosing positive thoughts and affirmations, you can reshape your reality and create a life filled with joy, abundance, and fulfillment. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Until next time, keep shining, beautiful souls, and remember, you are the architect of your own reality. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.